Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Karen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a writer, a speaker, a trainer. She is a descendant of Albert Einstein, one of his relatives, and which is just a classic example of the intelligence of our Brain Trust members. And her company is called Speak for Yourself, and she's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Karen Cortell Reisman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Karen, in the last time you were here, you introduced us to your idea of the X factor, and we also talked about the company culture. And you want to continue that theme a little bit today, I think, but with just maybe a variation on that theme.
Right. In our last conversation, we were talking about skills that elevate your X factor, and that X factor is that star quality that you bring to your company and to your customers that make them want to continue to do business with you.
And these are things that are kind of unique to you, and maybe a coach might call it intangibles. What do you think?
That's true, but it's something that everybody, your customer and your team, can sense about your organization, however small or large it is, that makes everybody have more fun and more predictability and more profitability at the end of the day.
And for small businesses, it's a huge part of the brand, isn't it?
It's huge. And what we've talked about already is the office culture has to be incredible. The team and the customer, all three have to work together in a way. And if you've got a great X factor, that therefore will increase your profit and your fun and your predictability to have a good bottom line. So already we've discussed, and people can go back to those conversations. We've talked about what motivates people in the office, and number one on that list is appreciation. And We do not get appreciated enough, and I would love...
That's what I say around here all the time.
Well, I would love all our small business owners to remember to be appreciative of anybody that works in their offices and also their vendors, just to really, really be specific. And I want everybody to go out there today and give a compliment to somebody that's in their sphere of influence that is specific and sincere.
And of course, you're now, and I'm one of the things we want to make sure we say, and it's so evident, it's so basic, it's so fundamental, it shouldn't even need to be said, but we have to make sure we appreciate our customers.
Exactly, and we need to be thankful that they are a part of our world. If they weren't there, then we would not exist.
Right.
So appreciate your team, but also appreciate your customer and thank them. I always thank my clients tremendously. In fact, on my list today, I gave an all-day workshop last week, and I am calling the meeting planner today to, again, thank her for all of her unbelievable attention to detail that made this one-day conference for this particular association become so successful.
All right, so
the next thing is that we need to have fun in the office, and
don't you think some people have an issue? Some managers, some owners think that fun and serious business doesn't go together.
That's right. And we need to remember that businesses that are fun, we can sense it as we walk in the door or when we get on a website. We can see if it's fun or if it's not. And we work more effectively in an atmosphere that's a little lighthearted. We take our work seriously, but we tend to take ourselves too seriously.
Right.
And so it'd be very important for us as business owners to try to create that fun and still have that fun.
Karen, my attitude is if you can't have fun, let's just forget about it.
That's right. And then the next thing that I want to talk about is, what do you bring to your company? Let's say that you are a sole business owner, or you have a small company, you have several people that work for you. I'm talking to all of you, and I'm saying, yes, a lot of it falls on the shoulders of the business owner, but we need to take responsibility, what I call personal leadership. We need to take responsibility for our own moods, our own actions, and our own way that we go through the day. It's simply a matter of figuring out, I have this exercise that I share with people called the Great Foam Day, as in F-O-A-M, Great Foam Day. I once, a barista, I'm a real big latte drinker, and a barista asked me one day, she said, would you like extra foam? I'm having a great foam day. I said, what does that mean? Because, you know, the cholesterol of the cow was high, the barometer of the temperature of the store is great, the milk looks like it's a perfect temperature.
The stars aligned for your foam, didn't they, Karen?
They said it was just perfect foam day, and I said, that's just great. I actually didn't want, Jim, I didn't want any more foam because I'm really particular about my
But how could you? How could you turn that down, you know?
I said, just give me my normal foam. But what I have done since then, I always ask and query people, what makes for a great foam day for you? Not a holiday day, mm-hmm. not a weekend day, not even a snow day where everything cancels. What makes a normal day into a great foam day? And the answers I get range from a day where everybody comes in on time, or a day where people buy everything with cash, and or a day where it's great weather, which none of those things on that list are in that person's control.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that say, a day where I've had a moment of silence, a day where I've hugged my pet, a day where I've eaten healthy, a day where I found something that was funny, you see the difference on that list?
Mm-hmm.
Those are things within the control of that person.
Right.
And so what I try to tell all of us this morning is, think about what makes for a great foam day for you. And if you've got a lot of things on that list that are out of your control, how can you tweak it around? One client said to me, I love it when my husband tells me he loves me. And I said, could you possibly change that to, a great foam day is when I tell my husband
exactly.
I love him.
Exactly. Yeah, it works both ways, doesn't it? It's funny, like, we're funny that way, aren't we?
Well, it also works more predictably.
Yeah.
It's something you have more control
especially
over.
Especially since guys are so trainable. Give us your website quickly, Karen.
It's Karen at, and then it's my name. Karen, well, that was my email address. KarenCortellReisman.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.